Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Delhi mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome back. National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong, you mob. We're going to jump straight in and talk to our deadly Aboriginal activist. We're talking Wayne Wharton. Got him on the line. Let's talk about the day that was. Wayne's on the line. Good morning, my brother. How are you?
Yeah, that's a bit better. Good, you got my brother. Yeah. All the best to you and your family and your listeners.
Thank you, my brother. Before we start, Wayne, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, brother.
Yeah, I'm a Kuma man. I'm a Murray from southwest Queensland, but I've been a Brisbane blackfella since I was born, I was about 6 years old.
Yeah, brother, so still with us.
And I was raised in Inala in Brisbane. And I was very fortunate. I moved to North Queensland when I was an 18, 19-year-old.
Okay.
And
walkabout.
I got taught by some great men and women up there.
Beautiful. Good one, brother. So there we have it. The day was the day that was Australia Day for 2025. A lot of our mob call it Survival Day, Invasion Day. What's your take on it? Here we are, 21st century, 2025. Things don't change. If things don't change, Wayne.
It's got to change. Trev, I was old enough to be around before we had the colours, before we had the flag, and. You know, before a lot of black fellas had a lot of courage to identify as being black fellas, you know?
Yep.
It's nothing new. When I was a young fella, we got chased out of more towns by black fellas than we did by white fellas because they didn't want us there talking about land rights and human rights and upsetting their status quo with the white people in the town. And that wasn't that long ago, Uncle.
Sure, exactly.
We're only talking about 40 years ago, you know. But to see it now, and I can remember when we were I was fortunate enough to be in Cairns for different days, you wouldn't get more than 100 people turn out.
Yeah.
You know, and little towns like Charters Towers, you know, more than 50. And places like Brisbane would be lucky to pull 500.
Sure.
In Sydney. And now to see the amount of people identifying and then proud to identify and proud to proclaim the politics is just it's mind blowing, mate. It's heartening.
Yep.
And we talk in the thousands now.
We do. Yeah.
The thousands and the hundreds. And but I guess the real challenge is what we do with that now, how we build on it.
Well, it still falls on deaf ears. When you look at the referendum, which was the no vote that got up, we are still struggling as in recognition, acknowledgement, and Australia being the only first world country that does not have a treaty with the First Nation people. And here we are in 2025, brother.
I think that's a lot to do with our leadership and a lot to do with the direction that our people give it.
Yep.
And I think we've got to take the opportunities to work with the allies in this country to make sure that they get the right message and they decide to follow and listen to the right blackfella.
Sure.
Because there's one question we all got to ask ourselves, Trev, before we go anywhere, what do we want? What's the solution do we want for this country? Do we want a one-state solution? Or do we want a 301-state solution? And the black fellows like Marcia and Noel and Rachel and a lot of people that led the referendum have got to answer that question first.
Sure.
Because many of us that voted no, we answered the question. We said we don't want a one-state solution. We want a 301-state solution.
Sure, yeah.
Where every nation gets a say in how they occupy this country.
Mm-hmm.
And the white people and the new and colonialists, they're represented by the Commonwealth.
Mm.
Our people are represented by our law and by our representative structures, not some structure that's going to be superimposed on us. So the real challenge is for everybody out there that's listening,
yep,
is what they've got to decide is whether they want a one-state solution or they want a 301-state solution. And if it's a 301-state solution, let's get on with working out how we put it together.
Mm. Yep. And the so-called 26th January, the date should be changed, you feel?
I don't deal with the colony anymore, brother. I think we've been distracted for too long, Trev,
mm-hmm.
for 40 years, you know.
Yep.
But we built the tools. We've negotiated with the tool to get the tools. I think what we've really got to do in the last years I've got to live on this earth is try and lead the discussions with our people so they make the right decisions. And one of the things that I'm purporting to do this year, I've had a lot to do with the South Pacific in the last 18 months.
Yep.
To the point where some of the forums have recognised me as an interim ambassador on behalf of sovereign nations of this country.
Mm.
And we're actually having talks with Ireland about an independent embassy there and an independent embassy in New York.
Okay.
Being hosted by the traditional owners there. So what we're saying, Trev, is that in 1990 we were granted... the High Court found Mabo decision that we all had sovereignty.
Mm-hmm.
And since 1990, we've been all walking around with it in our back pocket, not knowing what to do with it.
Bring it out on the table and get active with it, you reckon?
Well, I think what we're doing now is we're going to make applications to the UN. So each nation that has their sovereignty in this country can have the opportunity to take up a seat in the United Nations.
Yeah. Yeah, so away from the Commonwealth. So a nation, which is a country in itself, tribal mob, can be at the table as an independent country.
Exactly.
Okay.
You got it right. You got it right on the nose, mate. We've been distracted purposely by the Commonwealth. The first department to ever employ black fellows was the Department of Foreign Affairs back in 1978.
Mm.
Now, at 1978 was the last time a black fellow got to address the United Nations. There was a bloke called Jim Hagan, who was the head of the ADC.
Yep.
So ever since Jim Hagan, the ADC, addressed the United Nations, we've been distracted and diverted from the United Nations process by black fellows that are employed in the foreign affairs.
Brother, you're talking 1978 was the last time, well, the first time, had a black fella from this country speak at United Nations. That's a long time between drinks, brother.
Sorry?
That's a long time between drinks. We should be at the table at least yearly.
That's a lot of distraction. So all these people that have been purporting to go to the United Nations and talk, Les Melzer, Cappy Etok, all these self-appointed people, you know, I don't know what they've been saying.
Sure.
But
sure.
They haven't been talking about independence. So they haven't been talking about freedom or restitution.
Mm. Or sovereignty. Now, we sound like a broken record, but it is what it is. We haven't still not recognised, we're not acknowledged, and we're still struggling as First Nation people of the Big Island, Australia. Sorry, losing you there, brother, losing you there, sorry.
I'll take my hat off to the young fellows from the people from... it was Sideway that took the Australia to the World Court on the climate change.
Yes.
They exercised their sovereignty and they won.
Good. And they won, exactly. So there you go. Yep.
And that's how simple it is, brother. And I think the simple thing is that when we go and make application under decolonisation on behalf of the nations that want to the United Nations, the United Nations, the member nations have to state why we can't be there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they have to have a damn good reason.
Well, you're saying if you look at that, if you look at that, Wayne.
Law,
yep.
Hey?
Yeah, if you look at that, the High Courts of Australia, of this country.
We have land.
Yep.
And we have our sovereignty recognised by the Federal Court of Australia.
Yep. And if the High Courts of this country aren't going to listen, then you're saying go to the World Court, because that works.
We want to become member nations.
Yeah, okay.
And they've got to have a good damn reason why those 150 nations around the world don't recognise us.
Mm. Yes,
brother. And I think we've been... The government works in a funny way, and I wish I would have seen it when I was younger, but I didn't.
Yeah.
But they work off distraction and deferment, Trev.
Mm-hmm.
They know our life expectancy, and
yep.
they think that if they can keep distracting us with things like reconciliation and referendum...
Smoke and mirrors,
brother, call it that. But what it is deliberate distraction.
Okay, yep.
And deferment.
Yep.
And similar to that, what that young fellow Luigi killed the insurance company CEO over.
Mm.
He got sick of his people dying without their insurance policies being recognised, because the insurance company survives off deferring, dragging it out until the patient dies, and then they don't pay.
Mm.
What the government is doing...
Form of genocide.
Dragging it out till each one of our leaders die each generation, and they don't have to answer the question. That's why we had Bob Hawke talk about a treaty and then told to sit down and shut up.
Mm.
We've had four Labor Prime Ministers since then, and they've all dealt with us in the same way.
Yeah.
And no one wants to answer the question,
but
they all... You understand, mate.
Exactly. Yeah. Just getting your input, you know, for our listeners, brother. And if you look at it, our lovely ancestors with us in spirit, who were fighting for our recognition and acknowledgement, are virtually rolling in their graves, are they not, Wayne?
Yeah, well, I think... But a lot of our younger people are coming through now.
Yep.
And, people like yourself, and you know, congratulations getting elected to the local government authority.
Thank you, brother.
That's a big responsibility. You'd be busy as ever.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that we've got to be smart about how we do it, you know, and not get caught up in the black-collar politics.
Yep.
And we've got to be smart. There's some of us that choose not to work in the system, but there's some of us that can work in the system.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
But what we've got to do is use both avenues, right, to get to that ultimate situation. And that's one of freedom.
One of freedom, yep.
But I think last year with the Voice, we got hijacked by the conservative mob that were happy to live under an advisory committee.
Mm-hmm.
And they forgot about, you know, Charlie Perkins didn't march and run freedom advisory committee rides. He ran freedom rides.
Sure, yeah.
All our old people, the North Queensland Land Councils, you know, I don't want to bring up or use names, but
sure.
People know them old fellows.
Yep.
Some of the leaders I got to learn under, and we were fighting for freedom. Liberation, freedom and restitution.
Yeah.
We weren't fighting for advisory committees or some crumbs they were going to give us, the colony was going to give us. We were after our proper place at the table as an independent nation, or as 300.
It's a choice of words, you know, the choice of words. Fighting for freedom.
And that's what we've got to come back to, bud. And freedom means a lot of different things for a lot of different people.
Yep.
You know, and I just came back from spending Invasion Day with the mob in Perth, and it was really humbling to be able to speak there and sit with our countrymen 4,000 miles away.
Yep.
And enjoy the 2 days with them. And the secret to our freedom lies with our allies. It lies with our capacity, with our Muslim allies that are calling themselves Australians, the Indonesians, the Chinese, all the people that have called this place home, is escaping atrocities in their own country.
Yep.
South Sudanese, the Italians, the Greeks. And our job is to, with those allies, form our allyships, our alliances.
Well, they're in the same boat as us in a way, aren't they?
Well, our freedom relies on them being liberators, not gatekeepers.
Sure.
They can fall into the same trap as the white people and the South Africans that came here and try to persecute us and exploit us, or they can liberate us and give us freedom and get into whatever heaven they believe in.
Mm.
Because ultimately it's their God that judges them at the end of the day.
Yes.
And we're looking for those allies, and with those allies, we really have to concentrate at our local level how to be good hosts.
Okay,
how to accommodate these allies.
Welcome to country. Here you are. Let me host you.
How we can put their energies to good use.
Mm.
How we can give them a welcome to country.
Yep.
How they can be part of our liberation.
Yep.
And it's through their vote in years to come that's going to give the liberation and freedom to our people.
Mm.
As the dinosaurs, as the redneck invasion dinosaurs die, these people will take their place.
Yep. Okay, brother.
But it's a big thing. We've been doing a lot of work. Young people in Brisbane been doing a lot of work around the country, up the East Coast, down Melbourne, and I'm really looking forward. I've got a bit of time now, and I'm trying to travel around to communities, Trevor, this conversation with communities.
Yep.
Like I said, I was lucky enough to go over to Perth and have it, and now we've got Darwin.
Mm.
Alice Springs, Broome, but I want to make sure that I get time maybe to come to Cairns and Townsville to have this conversation, because there's something very dangerous happening with our communities, Trevor.
Yep.
With the state government, they want to let people buy their own houses on the community.
Mm-hmm. That's a good thing.
I think it is a good thing, but it's a bad thing too. If the banks foreclose on that land. And then white fellas can take up that land.
Oh, okay, I see you. Yeah, it's all ownership back to the bank.
So it's something I'm not telling. There's some very smart chairmen and councillors on the communities. But I'm just observing from afar. Is that
okay.
It's something that's not handled properly. It can be a way of white fellas entering our communities like Yarrabah and Palm Island and Mossman and Woodjawoodjawool and start taking possession of some of those.
There could be a hidden agenda.
Yeah, well, what it does is that the people forfeit on their loans, the banks receive the loans, and then they're put on the market to anybody.
Yeah, gotcha. Yep. Yep.
So it's something, I'm not saying that people will, but just saying, but if there's a system, set the system up so that the land stays into the community.
Sure, I hear you. Yep. Point taken.
And I think there's people like Alfie Lacey and other people around, the other chairman around that are quite smart, and they've probably already thought of it, but I just want to make it known.
Yeah, make it known. Make it known. Yep, exactly. All right, my brother. Well, beautiful talking with you. Thank you very much, Wayne, and big shout-out to your mob. Thank you for your yarn, and we'll be yarning throughout the year, 2025, bro.
Well, I'm looking as soon as the weather changes a bit to maybe come up and host tonight in town.
Yes.
For our allies and our countrymen, about where we're going with, you know, liberation, freedom, and restitution, and where we're going with our applications to the United Nations.
Fantastic. A nice plan of attack.
I think the only way that you defend yourself is to attack. You know that. You're a good fullback.
Yeah, you're good fullback. Thank you, my brother. Hey, Wayne Wharton, good talking with you, cuss. All the best, Black. Stay deadly, stay strong. We'll yarn soon.
Yeah. Peace and love to everybody up there, bud.
Take care, brother. Bye-bye.
Yo.
There we have it. Wayne Wharton, activist, strong for our people, and, looking at liberation and freedom and looking at having a conversation with us mob up here in North Queensland. And, he's been Darwin, what have you, talking that way. And, from day dot struggling in regard to the marches and what have you, back for our ancestors. And, still marching, using his mouth as a tool, so to speak. But, good to have that yarn and talk about Survival Day, Invasion Day, and it's about being acknowledged in who we are, and we need to close those gaps in more ways than one. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
Australia. Time for recognition. See, before our dark past, we had a black history. Now I ain't pointing no fingers and I ain't pushing no blame, I ain't silly. But what's happened in the past is time for recognition and work together. It's like this. They'd rather compensate us than give us recognition. In other words, they'd rather buy you out of your tradition. Cause when you recognize, that's how your culture survives. Many millenniums and thousands of tribes around the fire like a robbery. The writings of walls, it's like the troops in the past. They would rather us all dead, but we survivors. Through the spirit of my ancestors, thousands of years from behind us. Hear that, survivors. Through the ignorance and arrogance and miseducation divides us. Product of environment. Before all the grogs and the drugs, it was dreams that would guide us. Now we're stuck in violence. Prison system confine us. Genocide undercovers. The stolen kids under silence. No wonder we tired. Revolution is now. Australia can't stop us. We're taking back what is ours. Genocide. It was genocide. See the pain in my people's eyes. Steal my culture, deny my pride. But we survive, better recognize. Genocide, it was genocide. See the pain in my people's eyes. Steal my culture, deny my pride. But we survive, better recognize. They wanna breed out the pedigree, close down communities, broadcast the negative and highlight the bigotry. Yeah, yeah, they wanna white out our history with no recollection, just a white man's legacy. Don't believe me, ask Lad Hancock. Yeah, that's Gina's father. Had a plan to poison the lot. You wanna stop the sons and daughters, put some poison in their water. Then you wait a generation and peg out the lot. Now that's iron ore pimping, iron ore pimping. Blood on the hands from these iron ore victims. I'll spun it, the government systems. Throw a little dollar, call it royalty for regions. Yo, yo, this is black man's land. Always has, always will be. Black man's land. Over 70,000 years walking this land. And Cook came and went. Now we're living in a genocide. It was genocide. See the pain in my people's eyes. Steal my culture, deny my pride. But we survive, better recognize. Genocide. It was genocide. See the pain in my people's eyes. Steal my culture, deny my pride. But we survive, better recognize.
Here's my ancestors from this desert landscape.
Brother and sister, I still love you. I'm a voice for the indigenous, the lyricist, the spiritist.
Here's my ancestors from this desert landscape.
Brother and sister, I still love you.
Taken, raping, killed, slaved, chained, oppressed, still we survivors. Yeah, hear that, we're survivors. Check it, we came from sacred places to racist times. Australia, it's time to recognize we're survivors. Yeah, hear that, we're survivors. Yeah, they'd rather compensate us than give us recognition. In other words, they'd rather buy you out of your tradition. Cause when you recognize, that's how your culture survives. Many millenniums and thousands of tribes.
And that's how it is, Australia. All we're looking for is a bit of recognition. And that's by working together as one and acknowledging the past history and moving forward. It starts at home with us around the dining table, how we teach our kids the next generation. It's all about understanding one's culture and being respectful of one's feelings. And together with that, we can move forward and have a positive Australia. We might have had a dark history, but best believe we've got a bright future.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Sorry.
In every town, 'cause I don't want no woman forever hanging around. No harm in heading up a line and a lot of little white lines have some fun. Then before they realize I moved on to another town, where I don't want no woman around. I don't want no woman around to tell me what I'm doing, cramming my style, bringing me to ruin. If I'm going downhill, I'll take my own road down. I don't want no woman around. I don't want no woman around. Tell me what I'm doing, cramping my style, bringing me to ruin. If I'm going downhill, I'll take my own road down. I don't want no woman around. When I want a high step around, then a woman's all right. But I just can't stand her around from morning till night. That's why I string them some tail, and when they believe them, that's the time I kiss them and I leave them. Safety in numbers I have found, 'cause I don't want no woman around. Oh, I don't want no woman around. Tell me what I'm doing, cramping my style, bringing me to ruin. If I'm going downhill, I'll take my own road down. I don't want no woman around.
Yeah, Mickey Thido, I don't want no woman around. I'll have to disagree, brother. Need our women in our lives, and big shout out to all our beautiful women out there. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yana Strong, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the ball, you're on Trevor Tim, 2012 Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country. BBM Bumblebeep Media, 98.7 FM. Across the nation, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. We're going to catch up with Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, staying dry, mate.
Good.
Everybody.
Good to hear your voice, brother. What you got to say, Tony?
On Friday, on the Channel 7 TV local news, the mayor was on there, Amy Eden, over the damage to graves in the cemetery in Cairns, I think.
Yes, yes, yes.
You're aware of that?
Yes, I do recall that. Yes, exactly. And that's horrific to damage grave sites. That's below the belt, isn't it? Disrespectful.
And yet I have the same council that have pulled my Donna's Padinji woman, my wife's cross out of the thing. There's a lot of hypocrisy going on. And my own pre-prepared cross. Those two crosses are now installed in my driveway at home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to set the stage of TV when I come out. These crosses shouldn't be here. They should be in a cemetery. But to me, it's a hate crime.
So what's the process? Are you going to go ahead and go through the so-called channels to get it done?
I've done all that, mate. There's been a council review, which was them investigating themselves, and they said no. I've also communicated with the crime and misconduct. You know, I was writing for 3 months from like July to September, sitting here smoking and writing, and I made myself really sick. Probably got emphysema, to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Just struggling with things at the moment. But I tell you how bad it is, mate. When I grew up, I was busting my guts there welding when I was young, and I thought, when I grow up, I want to be a hippie, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep, flower power.
Flower power, that's what I want to say. Now, what I've done, I went into the post office the other day, and there was a beautiful glass water lily ornament on the counter for sale.
Mm.
And I called my darling there, the Lady of Two Valleys, Goldsborough Valley, and Valley of Lagoons, her father's country, and the Gertz family out west there near Greenvale.
Mm-hmm.
And so I bought this water lily because her grave's been stripped down to the clay. They've had them little miniature loaders in the cemetery in Gouldenvale, and they're like levelling it. They've had it inside the wooden frames, and they've scooped all the sand and the coloured stones out. You know what people put in them?
Yes.
They've been scooped out, mate, and they've even damaged the frames that are sitting there empty now. when the mayor comes on and nearly, you know, like, upset for graves, they're doing that to us.
Mm.
And then the council stripped everything out, all the new flowers. They were only supposed to take the old flowers out, and they got signs saying you can't have anything glass or an ornament. So I bought this water lily, a beautiful one ornament, and then I figured out I can't even take a flower to the cemetery because they will remove it. And this is flower power gone wrong, mate.
Flower power gone wrong, you feel, yep.
I cannot take a flower to the cemetery for rules and regulations if they'll remove it. And everybody tells me 100%, the council, they should mow them, but they should not touch them graves. They shouldn't touch them. And what they're doing is they're levelling them so they're flat and they can just mow over them.
Mm.
That's all they want. They don't give a shit about anything.
Yep. Feeling for you,
brother. It's like the gardener, it's like the dog wagging the tail wagging the dog, you know.
Mm.
So
no control.
I'm just devastated, mate. You know, the way I figure it, there's an Aboriginal woman, my missus, she's in a grand, that's the only land right she's going to get, and they strip that. Now, I listened to Wayne before. This is a genocidal area, the Dingy Mulgrave River up to Goldsborough. They took the native title, the council took that. Now they want to take the water out the river. And the thing that makes people really angry out here is after they announced they're getting some money for it, then they said, oh, they want to build the biggest water park in the Southern Hemisphere. You heard that, Jan?
No. Come again. They want to build the biggest water park in the Southern Hemisphere?
Yeah, somewhere around Cairns here. Because, you know, like people come here and the tide's out, it's just mud and, you know, and there's crocs and things. And there's no reason really to, you know, that's the main complaint from tourists is, oh, we thought it'd be a beach here. They've got to go on a bus up the north somewhere, you know. But so what, one of the reasons to drain the Mulgrave River, suck the blood out of it, which is, you know, it's a living thing, is one of the reasons is to build an artificial water park. And everything that they've done in Gordon Vale is being done is designed to destroy the group, the tribe, my in-laws, family, you know? Wouldn't they?
And there's communication? There's no communication, you feel?
Who do I talk with, mate? I can talk to you. That's it. I'm living like a hermit.
You're
I'm
using
a
this vehicle here, brother. They're listening. You keep talking, brother.
Well, you know, the council should not be touching the graves. They're making an example out of me and her, because, especially out of me, because, you know, how do I feel walking around the town and I'm banned from the cemetery? And I don't deserve that. I'm fighting here for the environment. And everybody else has got their pulled head in. I can't use computers and get all this out. So you haven't even heard about the water park. No one knows what's going on. I listened there to the other channel a bit before, Brett Olds on, Brett Muller. Oh, yeah, they've got all this money for the river. They're destroying the Aboriginal world in Gordon Vale here, Division 1. And they're happy. I went down, you know, the green patch still closed. I went down there on Sunday. I sat out the front. It was like a ghost town down there. You could hear a pin drop. I sat out there with a flag draped over the car, a Murray flag. No one there, mate. No one there. Just totally, we've been wiped out. We don't have a recreation here, and we're through the heat waves. What's happening here in the Cairns Council is responsible. But when I see the mayor on the TV, they're, you know, like really upset for the damage to the graves. They're the ones pulling our crosses out of the graves here. It's just not right. And I have no faith in the Queensland Human Rights. I haven't heard back from them yet. I wrote and wrote here for months, writing, smoking, writing, and I'd smoking all that cheap chop-chop. I made myself really sick. I probably got emphysema. I struggled to do my lawn yesterday. I'm not smoking. I'm just really struggling. While I've got a breath in me, I'll have a say, mate.
Well, you stay strong, my friend, and thank you for your call. And, yeah, hearing you anyway, mate. Thank you very much, Tony.
Yeah, morning all.
Take care, brother. Tony Gibbs having his say here on your daily program, National Talk Black. You can do the same by calling that number, 1-800-422-416. You can text the brother as well, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Yarn Up Song, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, National Talk Black. Your vehicle, Murray just driving it.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416. is over, then be green. My money lies under the sea. Si, walka paleka.
Yeah, Black Swan, that's our signet Ripu, and this is your daily program, National Talk Black. We've got Selwyn on the line. Selwyn, good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, brother. Yeah, brother, if I can, in my allocated time, just three things I'd like to talk about, brother.
Yep.
I would give my take on that 9-year-old boy in Townsville, the neo-Nazis mob singing Waltzing Matilda, and I'll end it with that call. Brother, I was really glad you put it to the bully man that the boy getting hit over here, didn't I? Murray Street somewhere?
Yeah.
And I was very glad. And you put it to them, and that's what I like calling the nitty-gritty. And, brother, the following week, they come on, you ask them, but they wouldn't touch it, brother.
Well, under investigation, that's why I wouldn't touch it, but at the same time, the people need to be known what's going on.
Yeah, but, see, the thing about when the dad come on... I'll give my take. I'll talk about the other things here first, but I'll give my take when the dad come on.
Yep.
And anyway, brother, the 9-year-old that down in Townsville, a Korean man said, and then I think I agree with them. They shouldn't be, they shouldn't be put that little boy picture up. I don't get them to the white children either. You don't name them. Hey, brother,
Exactly, yeah. They're going to be protected.
And anyway,
exactly.
brother, the Townsville Facebook crime site and the tendencies, they say, what's the world coming to in Townsville, brother? But here it is. You remember the old fella?
Mm.
Old fella up here. They buried him up in Milan or Miller Malay. Arthur Stanley Brown. You remember, brother, that name? That ring the bell?
Yes.
Arthur Stanley Brown.
Yep.
The two Mackay sisters. Remember them, brother? The two in 1970.
Mm.
I was going to high school at kindergarten. He killed them two. Oh, I believe they said he's senile. They couldn't charge him. But it was also a person of interest for Marilyn Warman, Diana Glasson, or Bundaberg somewhere. But get this one, brother. It was also a person of interest for the Balmoran children down in South Australia.
Mm.
And this death here in Townsville, brother, it was on a Saturday, the day before Australia Day. And bugged me there, brother, the one in 1966 in Glenelg, in South Australia, it happened on Australia Day, brother. And there you go, brother. So not everybody going to be happy about in white fellow terms of reference. And not only that's South Australia, that area, brother, it was a pedophile ring. You know, remember old man, old fellow Max Stewart?
Mm.
The old Murray fellow, you know, brother, they let him out. And Rupert Murdoch, he fought for that old fellow Max Stewart, to get him released, and they still never found him. It's a cult. Even the Beaumont children, they never found where their bodies are, or that other little terminal gear, brother. And and you know the 88 Bicentenary Mark in Sydney, brother? There was a person of interest there, a neo-Nazi, brother. He was going to say, that's what old brother Tiger Bailey with that, what do you call it, megaphone or something like that. You know, and he was a marshal, I think he's looking at all them kind of stuff now. But an Asia person of interest, his name was Jack Van Tongren, and he was from Perth, WA. And brother, Bartleby dead, that's when I shot the Muslim people in Christchurch. Brendan Tartle, what was his name? He went over to WA, brother. He went, I'm not too sure whether he went to see that Jack Van Tongren or not, but there's that connection. And with them bloody neo-Nazi down in Melbourne singing their song, brother, it wasn't a killer, brother, but Roger McGill, you know, when he was a baby, that the cousin was there, when he was a baby, there's a picture on Facebook with that Roger McGill. She was his babysitter, you know, brother? Mm. She was his babysitter. But, and now I'm that dad that spoke out, brother, and I was glad that he gave his part. But the thing was, let's see how my mind operates. I thought about Roy Bramble and the tall man, brother. He was sitting in that seat, and he gave his version of what happened at the door with Chris Haley and Tony Kosh, and he sort of gave commentary what he thought what might have happened, and he was just only speculating. He said Christopher Haley could have been in the cells listening to Roy Bramble talk about how he was going up and down pigeon. Then Christopher Haley changed the story. He said, "Are you trying to?" Shit, look, it wasn't trying to hit him. Oh, yeah, enough, Bramble. I guess so. Yeah, enough, Dumaji, yeah, enough. And that's the Roy Bramble story. But when he changed the story to, oh, his shirt keep ripping off this way, his hands were going up and down. And I was thinking about that brother from, the father from over in Murrayfield, brother. And that was his take. And I'm thinking, it don't have to be. I'm just giving my little speculation, my little tea leaf reading speculation, brother.
Yeah.
What could happen is they might sort of say change their version, because they had his version to suit whatever happened. And when that happened, brother, I thought about that T.J. Hickey, brother, that fence down, the yellow fence post down in Sydney, Redfern, brother. I thought straight away from them, brother.
Mm.
Brother, thank you very much, brother.
Thank you, my brother. All the best to you. 2025. Yeah. That's Solon Avenue, say Yarn Up Strong, 2025. Trinity Trev here, Murray from the Curry. About to sign up for today's program, you mob. Thank you for your company. Back in the hots again tomorrow. And that daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother 045-714-0550. Our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. National Talk Black, your program. And do add to the conversation. Thank you very much. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong.
For 40 years, Medicare has been helping to make healthcare more affordable. Today, we're investing in Medicare's future with more spending on bulk billing, better mental health support, and more Medicare urgent care clinics. So whenever you need a doctor or health worker, a stronger Medicare is here to keep you and your community healthy. To find out more about Medicare benefits, visit medicare.gov.au/stronger. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Station sponsor.
Gotta sabi clockwise if you jiran langa water. Keep a good one eye like your son and daughter. And if you're riding langa boat, keep away from the tide. Mighty crocodile mouth, I'm gonna open up wide. No more hunting by myself. If you're fishing, gotta spear. You gotta always make sure you got another balanier. Cause you no more got a mile at the back of your head. And if a crocodile behind you, he might kill him, but you dead. Langa rib all I see, you gotta be clockwise. Cause crocodile can hide a midge up langa low tide. Crocodile and deadly, but remember, yeah, they're deadly if you're that I langa. Water, you gotta use your head, see. Along a river, all the crossing with them crocodile are. You might see them but a sign when you drive and got your car. Read them good well at that sign if it says not to swim. No more risking but your life on a day for a swim. Cause crocodile can put him down by any waterway. Where you've been swimming around just other week, he might be there today. Even where you reg and the water safe for swim, you might lose him but you're gonna if you jump right in. Along a river, all I see, you gotta be croc-wise. Cause crocodile can hide a midge up along a low tide. Crocodile and deadly, but remember, yeah, then deadly. If you're that I along a water, you gotta use your head, see.
Make sure you mob all a little kid can savvy crockwise. Teach him good way but the danger, how to read them but the sign. Make them savvy long ago, some people been gone missing. Mighty crocodile been killing him in my swimming or fishing.
Long a river all I see, you gotta be crockwise. Cause crocodile can hide a midge up long a low tide. Crocodile and deadly, but remember yet and deadly. If you die long a water, you gotta use your head. Long a river all I see, you gotta be crockwise. Cause crocodile can hide a midge up long a low tide. Crocodile and deadly, but remember yet and deadly. If you die long a water, you gotta use your head. See.
Be crockwise.